From story, Flow. AI, the day's top 5, June 13th. From Storyflow, this is your daily audio brief for June 13th. Here are today's top 5 AI stories. Let's get into it. First, from TechCrunch, AI, Anthropic's safety warnings may have just backfired. The government has pulled the plug on its most powerful AI. Anthropic's flagship model, Claude 2, was taken offline by U.S. regulators after the company flagged a narrow jailbreak risk that could let users coax the system into disallowed behavior. The warning, issued by Anthropic's safety team, prompted the government to order a temporary suspension of the model's public access, citing concerns over potential misuse. The move surprised many in the tech community because the identified vulnerability was described as limited in scope and unlikely to affect the billions of interactions the model already handles. Anthropic argued that recalling a commercial product deployed at massive scale over a specific, narrowly defined issue was disproportionate, and the company expressed frustration in a blog post that the decision undermined its own safety-first approach. Regulators, however, emphasized that the precautionary principle applies when powerful AI systems could be weaponized or cause broader societal harm. They noted that the incident highlights the growing tension between rapid AI deployment and the need for robust oversight, especially as governments worldwide tighten rules on advanced models. The episode may set a precedent for future interventions, signaling that even internal safety alerts can trigger external enforcement. Anthropic now faces the challenge of rebuilding trust with both users and policymakers, while refining its risk mitigation processes to avoid another shutdown. Next, second, from the Decoder. U.S. government forces Anthropic to disable Claude Fable 5 and Mythos 5 for all customers worldwide. The United States government has issued an order requiring Anthropic to shut down global access to its Claude Fable 5 and Mythos 5 models, citing concerns that the systems could be exploited through jailbreak techniques. The directive applies to all customers worldwide, effectively removing the two frontier-level AI products from the market. Anthropic is complying with the order but has publicly pushed back, arguing that the identified vulnerabilities are minor and that similar weaknesses exist in competing models, including the upcoming GPT-5.5 from a rival provider. The company notes that the risks it flagged for its own Mythos line were previously highlighted in its own security briefings, making the government's action appear contradictory. In a statement, Anthropic warned that the forced shutdown could set a dangerous precedent, potentially stalling the deployment of advanced AI technologies across the industry. The firm suggests that the move may signal a broader regulatory clampdown on cutting-edge models before they have been fully vetted. The episode underscores the growing tension between rapid AI innovation and governmental efforts to mitigate emerging security threats, raising questions about how future frontier AI systems will be governed and released. Up next, third, from the Decoder. Open model Kimi K2.7 code undercuts GPT-5.5 and Claude by up to 12x on price per token. Moonshot AI has released Kimi K2.7 code, an open weights model with 1 trillion parameters built for programming. It still trails GPT-5.5 and Claude Opus 4.8 in coding benchmarks, but costs a fraction of the price. So the key question isn't whether it's the best model, but whether the extra runs you get for the same budget make up for the gap in quality. The article Open Model Kimi K2.7 Code Undercuts GPT-5.5 and Claude by up to 12x on price per token appeared first on the Decoder, and then. Fourth, from the Decoder. Meta shifts from token maxing to token managing as internal AI costs reportedly hit billions. An internal memo to 6,000 employees reveals Meta is heading toward billions in AI costs from internal use alone. Starting in 2027, budgets, allocations, and a central dashboard called AI Gateway will govern token consumption, CTO Andrew Bosworth put it bluntly. All motion is not progress, and token usage alone is not a measure of impact of any kind. The article Meta shifts from token maxing to token managing as internal AI costs reportedly hit billions appeared first on the Decoder. Next, fifth, from the Decoder. Claude Fable 5 outpaces GPT 5.5 by 13 points on Frontier Math's toughest problems. And ThrowPix, Claude Fable 5 hits 88% accuracy on the hardest Frontier Math tier, a massive jump from Opus 4.5, which sat below 10% in early 2026. OpenAI's GPT 5.5 reaches about 75% on the same tier. The pace of improvement in AI math keeps accelerating. The article Claude Fable 5 outpaces GPT 5.5 by 13 points on Frontier Math's toughest problems appeared first on The Decoder. That's today's AI brief. Subscribe at storyflow.com to get this delivered to your private podcast feed every morning.